Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, greetings, my friends, and welcome to this, the last episode of the week. Time flies when you're having fun, and of course, we always have fun here at the Todd Huff Show, and it's a pleasure to be here today. Welcome you to the program. If you want to be a part of the program, share your thoughts and all that sort of thing, todd@toddhuffshow.com. You can also send in your thoughts or, heck, you can whatever you want on the website. You can complete a form and share it that way as well, toddhuffshow.com. And it is my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to talk about, in the wake of this government shutdown, USDA has reported, a lot of fraud and a lot of mismanagement of SNAP funds, the SNAP program, which we'll talk about here today. So I've got that in the stack of stuff. I've also have a story here. It kind of builds on something we had spoken about in recent weeks, which is that the Trump administration is looking to designate Antifa-linked organizations, or Antifa-linked groups, I should say, as foreign terrorist organizations. And then, time permitting, I want to share results of a survey that talk about, well, a particular group of people, which I'll identify when we get there, saying that they want to leave America. 40% of this group of people says that they want to leave this great nation. So we'll hopefully, I'll get there as much as I can to that. Sometimes it's hard to get to the final thing in the stack, but we will do our level best here today, my friends. Before we do that, friends, if you have a history of high cholesterol in your family, if you have heart disease, heart issues in your family, you owe yourself to look into Salty. Salty is an all-natural supplement that has been clinically proven by science. The science has spoken, and it has lowered cholesterol for folks. It's good for your heart, and it may help you lower your cholesterol as well. So check it out at Salty.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, Salty.com. And if you use my name, Todd, during the checkout process, you are going to get 50% off your first order, plus get free shipping as well. It's easy to do. It's affordable. It's a great first step. It's being proactive. You've got nothing to lose. You know, I know we're all busy, which again is another reason why to think about these sorts of things, but we all get busy and distracted, and sometimes we put ourselves on the back burner. This is an instance that you should consider putting yourself first here, taking care of your heart health. Salty.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd. All right, Let's get into this, the main thing I want to talk about today, which is fraud in the SNAP program. Now, according to the USDA, and this is based on data from 29 states. Let me pause about that for a minute. Let's establish how we even have this information. So you've got the USDA under President Trump. They've requested data from the states regarding their SNAP program, right? This is the program that 42 million people are on. This is the program that was temporarily disrupted, and it was going to cause massive problems with people being able to apparently, eat. And so there's data on this program, because when you think of 42 million people out of, what do we have, 340 million Americans here today, that's less than, of course, 10%, somewhere around 7%. I'm just estimating on the math. 7% of the American population is on SNAP, which is when you get government funds to pay for food. And the first question I have, and we spent an episode talking about this, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time here, but why is that the case? I remember sharing with you a quote from Ronald Reagan. I'm going to butcher the quote here unintentionally. I just don't have it verbatim in front of me. But Reagan basically said the best way to determine the success of a program is people being able to get off of the program. It's not that you want to have a more and more people dependent on any type of program. And again, I don't say this to denigrate or to put down people who are on. That is not the point at all. I'm not taking that route. Some people take that route. Some people assume that everybody who's on these programs is a lazy bum loser who can't take care of himself. While there are certainly people that fall in that category, there are others that don't. This is not, listen, I've encountered people, we've all encountered people who have been on some sort of program, whether it's a state program, federal, whatever the program, and there are factors in life that have created havoc in their world, in their lives. Sometimes those are completely their responsibility. They just mismanaged things and made some poor decisions. Sometimes it may be half and half. Sometimes there were circumstances. Sometimes there are still some mixed in bad decisions, but you can see that even if there were good choices that were made, there still might have been a problem. And there are some cases, my friends, where there are circumstances. We just have to be adults and understand nuance. There are people sometimes who, through no fault of their own, through a series of bad circumstances and just, you know, maybe they haven't had time to build up a nest egg. Maybe they don't live near family. I mean, there's any number of reasons. It's easy to just cast a broad net and to say everybody on this program is either, you know, you can take either direction. You can say everybody has a pure heart and is here just trying their level best, or you could say they're all lazy. That's not, neither one of those are the truth. It's somewhere in between, and it varies by individual. But I do know this. I do know that when we create these programs and we create an entitlement mentality, you're going to encourage more people to get on these programs. And that is not a good thing. That is, listen, I would say to some extent, this is human nature, right? If people realize, hey, I don't have to go out and work today and I can get whatever the benefit is, don't get attached too much to SNAP here, but whatever the benefit is here, there's going to be a certain number of people that try to take advantage of the program. And listen, I don't understand why this is so hard to believe. I find myself in utter amazement at people who think that we've got this all figured out. I'm thinking, have you been to the local post office? And listen, I'm not trying to pick on postal workers. There's great postal workers too. But again, when the environment is not one that has to deal with direct competition, when you don't have to compete for customers, when there are no forces that make you be efficient, keep your prices down, or the customer is going to go somewhere else, bad things just happen, right? It becomes a bureaucratic mess. It becomes something that is not as efficient as it could be. There's no motivation or incentive to get better. Listen, that's just the way that it is. It's just the way that it is. One of the reasons why, I might step on toes here. I don't care. This is just what I think. It's one of the reasons why it's really hard to learn about capitalism in a public school setting, because the whole system is not really based upon what happens in the rest of the free market, in the rest of the free, the capitalistic market. There's all these rules and there's all of these, you get paid based upon how many years you have a degree, how many years you've been serving, how many degrees you have. And then you look at the table and you say, well, this is what you make. But see, in my world, I mean, think about this. I come on this program. There's other people that have podcasts and radio shows and so forth. I come on this program. It doesn't matter how long I've done this, other than does it make me better at doing it? Does it make it more informative, more entertaining? Does it make it more educational? Does it make it more optimistic and energizing? If I've used my experience to improve my skill set, then the final product is better, which is what you, the listener, are looking for. And so it doesn't matter how many years I've done it. What matters is how I've used those years to refine my skill and improve my craft so that it's a better product. And the public school system doesn't do anything that way. In fact, they have crazy rules. In fact, we were just talking. There was an incident here in our local school system where there was apparently a fight in the hallways. Some kids had jumped another girl and hurt her pretty badly. And some of her friends were there as this transpired. And I asked my girls, who knew some of these other girls that watched this go down, I said, why didn't they do something? And they said, well, if they would have gotten involved, they would have gotten in trouble. As though stopping a fight is the same thing as causing a fight. It's like we've lost all sense because, and this is what happens. This is what happens in a bureaucracy. I know it. Listen, I've been on a school board. It's been a long time ago, but I understand. You have these things that are brought to you, and you try to develop policies and procedures so that you have a fair way. I say that that's the four-letter F word, but you have a fair, quote-unquote, way of dealing with these similar sorts of things in the future. And so you say, well, let's just have a zero-tolerance policy on fighting. There was a time when I thought, yeah, that makes sense, but it doesn't make sense because if you're getting the tar kicked out of you and you can't fight back, or you're going to get the same punishment as the folks who are the ones who are targeting you. It just doesn't make any sense. And there's rules on top of rules on top of rules. And it happens in big corporations too, by the way. These sorts of things don't happen so much in the entrepreneurial environment that I find myself in, because each time you have to think, listen, I have to get to X objective. I have to figure this out. There's different circumstances. I've got the other problem, which is sometimes it's hard to develop rules when you look at everything as though it's a case-by-case basis. And so I understand how you get there, but you end up creating a monster. And that's what happens with these programs. So the federal government, USDA, has requested information from states on SNAP recipients. Now, they've gotten data from 29 of them. 21 of them, there's 50 states, that leaves 21. I know Obama said there were 57. There are not. There's only 50. But nonetheless, there are 21 states that haven't reported. I'll let you guess if the Republican-led states have given their numbers or the Democrat-led states have given their numbers. Of course, you all know the answer to that. For the Trump administration, the Republican-led states have given the information to the administration. The Democrat-led states haven't. So think about some of the bigger and bluer states. We don't have their information. What I'm about to tell you is their information is not included here because they didn't participate. They didn't participate with the federal government. And by the way, ask yourself why. Why didn't they participate? See, I would say, are they content? Or I would at least ask this question. Are they content with having fraud and waste and abuse in this program, if it helps to produce people who are, well, reliant upon the government, dependent upon the government, so that they vote for the people who make these programs available to them. I think that's sickening, by the way. But this is how many people play the game. So here's what we know. 21 states, overwhelmingly Democrat, they've refused to give their data, citing privacy, legal concerns, probably federalism. It's the one time they care about federalism. If they can obstruct a legitimate thing that's trying to rein in waste, fraud, and abuse from a federal program, that's suddenly the point in time where Democrats care about federalism. So we have data from 29 states. They're Republican-led states, by and large. They have found that approximately 5,000 people who are dead are still receiving SNAP. They're still listed, I should say. Again, this is just initial information coming out. Still listed as recipients of SNAP benefits. Listen to this. Over 500,000 duplicate entries. That means that the same person appears twice or more in the SNAP system. So 5,000 deceased individuals, 500,000 duplicate entries, and you can, and just a little over half the states reporting, some of the bigger states not included in here, like California, for example. So this matters, again, because we've only got roughly half the data. And it's obvious that there's massive problems with the program. Now, why don't people on the left care about this? This is a question that is absolutely wild to me. And this is where I think when you step into the political world, some people turn off the way that their brain operates in everyday life. You know, I've said on this program, and I stand by this, that 80% of the people in this country would agree with 80% of the things that we say on this show. Now, that might be slightly hyperbolic, slightly exaggerated, but there's a core truth there that is spot on accurate. People in this country agree with conservative principles and concepts. Just like people in this country realize you have to live within your financial means. You cannot operate your household like the federal government operates its metaphorical household here. You can't do it. It's impossible. It makes so little sense. Not a single person believes it. But what happens is some people think, well, when you get to that level, it functions differently. Why? Why do you think that? Why do you think that everything, all the sense, all the logic, all the reason, all the good old-fashioned truth that you've learned throughout your life that applies to everything else, why does it stop at the feet of the federal government? We don't even expect our states to live in a fantasy world. And see, the states don't live. They do in some degree if it's a leftist state. But states have to live within some degree of reality because they cannot print their own money. That's part of the problem with the federal government. I remember, and you'll remember this too, one of the solutions that has been proposed for eliminating our federal debt is to have some sort of rare mineral or something that's just has some value, but it's really hard to measure. The government just putting a value of it, say it's $20 trillion. That's worth $20 trillion. We're going to donate it to the Treasury, and that wipes away $20 trillion of our debt. Except for that's not how this works. That is not living in a world of reality. And the truth is when we, this monetary system that we have, all the problems that you have with the fiat money system, I don't want to get into that, but the bottom line is if you're producing the money that's created by the government has to reflect real value created in the economy. That money is a representation of real value that's been created. The government's always producing a little bit more money than actual value. That's why we have inflation. That is the definition, in fact, of inflation. Inflation is not just the cost of things going up. It's the cost of things going up because we've diluted the money supply by creating an excess of money. We've created more dollar bills, so to speak, than the economy has produced value that equates to those dollar bills. And so turns out that everything in nature, including the economy, seeks an equilibrium, seeks to find that balance that's rooted in the factors of reality that impact, in this case, the economy. And so that's what happens. And why would we think that these things cease to matter when we get to the level of our federal government? I would say that that's one of the mentalities, that's one of the main mentalities that's gotten us into this mess to begin with. Of course, there's waste, fraud, and abuse in every federal program, in every state program. But why on earth are we so resistant to accepting that reality? There are people that pop into my head right now as I say those things that would immediately question these numbers, but they haven't questioned the numbers that have been told them by our federal government for the past half century. They've taken those at face value. But Todd, Trump lies. Trump and his administration, they lie. Well, my friends, what if we've been lied to all along by people in our government? I think there's a lot of evidence to suggest that's exactly what's been happening. We haven't had adults running the show. We've had people that have told us what we want to hear so that they can get reelected, so that their lives can be easier, so that they can accumulate more power, so that they can invest more in these stocks, which, by the way, that's a whole other conversation to have, how these politicians show up in Washington, D.C., sometimes without a whole lot of money, and then after being in D.C. for some period of time, they're all millionaires, which is, listen, I've got no problem with people being a millionaire or even a billionaire. What I've got problem with are people who use their position and the authority they have to create personal value for themselves instead of taking care of the American people and doing what's best for the constituents and citizens and taxpayers of this country. But that's not what's been happening. Of course, there's problems in the SNAP program, my friends. It should not come as a surprise to anybody. So, going to leave that as it is. Going to prepare now to shift gears as we get into the next segment here of this program. But my friends, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels more like juggling than just actually dealing with numbers. You've got things like tax planning. You've got things like estate work. You have investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when Family Office Services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their Family Office Services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private equity, private credit, and legal expertise all under one roof. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, making sure your legacy stays strong for generations to come. If you are ready for that next level of support, visit FullSuiteWealth.com. That is FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. My friends, quick time out here for the program. We'll be back in just a minute.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus,
field medical kits, and civilian legal training. EMAX Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit EMAX Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Just a few more thoughts on what we were talking about before I shift gears and talk about President Trump's administration looking to designate Antifa-linked groups as foreign terrorist organizations. I just want to talk really quickly here just about this trust, this blind trust that's put into government. I've always wondered how on earth somebody can have so many bad things to say about corporations. Look, I'm not here to defend corporations. I'm not here. You may have seen. I've been impacted by this one. You might have been too. Disney versus YouTube, right? So we've got YouTube TV has had ABC and ESPN pulled from YouTube TV. I have a YouTube TV subscription. Disney owns ESPN and ABC. Google owns YouTube. And so there's a fight here. There's a fight over contracts and paying for, you know, to have ESPN in their lineup and all this sort of stuff. And it's a mess. I don't get into it very often. I had a friend, this was before the government shutdown ended. He asked me, will the government shutdown end first or will the dispute between YouTube and ABC ESPN end first? Of course, we know the answer to that. The government shutdown ended first, but it's a mess. I'm not here to defend either corporation. I think that what's happened with televised sports, especially the National Football League, is absolutely insane what we've allowed to happen there. You know, you can have NFL Sunday Ticket. You can have a subscription to Hulu or YouTube TV. You can have ESPN Plus. You can have all these different things and still not see all of these games. In fact, I think I saw someone said they had a subscription to YouTube TV. They had NFL Sunday Ticket. And they had ESPN Plus, and they couldn't watch the Monday Night Football game. You would figure ESPN Plus would put the football game on. I don't know how that works, but I would figure out a way. If half of the people out there with a YouTube subscription, YouTube TV subscription, can't watch the game, some of them are going to come and watch it on your platform if they have a ESPN Plus. That's a paid-for service. But you couldn't watch the games. At least that's my understanding. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't have a subscription to stupid ESPN Plus. I'm overpaying for all this stuff. It's absurd what has to happen here. And so I'm not saying corporations are the example, because this is what happens. These are the sorts of fights and things that happen. But the people, here's the thing. People hate these executives that run these corporations. And sometimes that anger might be justified. Maybe many times it's justified. That's not justified to the level of what this lunatic Luigi did by killing the health insurance executive. By no stretch of the imagination is that acceptable, but I understand people being angry at the way these corporations are run, especially with the cost of everything today. But what it's amazing to me, the second, if you notice the people, certainly there are people who have been in government their entire lives, but sometimes there are people that are brought over from the private sector that used to work for the dark side. And then they're appointed a position in the federal government. And I've asked my liberal friends this. What happened? What happened in your mind to when this guy was a CEO of XYZ Corporation? He was the worst thing on planet Earth. And now suddenly he works for the federal government and everything he tells you is absolutely believable. He can do no wrong. He suddenly is working for altruistic motives. And I think that there's something in the minds of people that say, if you work for the government, you have pure motives. And I understand maybe wanting to believe that. I've shared with you on this program, there was a time when I thought all of our elected officials cared about this. I couldn't understand as a young 20-something guy why someone would want to remake this country into something that it wasn't. I couldn't understand people who didn't love this nation. I was a kid that grew up. I was born in the very late 70s, but I grew up in the 80s. That's my formative years. I mean, that was the years when Top Gun first came out. That's when, I mean, Reagan was president. The 80s were a great time to be alive. That's back when the TV shows, the cartoons that I watched, G.I. Joe, there was good versus evil. He-Man, there was good versus evil. That's how we grew up. I remember watching Tour of Duty as a kid. I remember watching movies like Red Dawn. I remember the communists were the bad guys. The American, the freedom-loving Americans were the good guys. And I love my country. And I remember, I've shared with you, I remember raising the flag at school as a little kid. We used to do that every day. Put the flag up, put the flag down, fold it up, all that stuff. I don't know what happens today. They're taught in some cases to hate this country, but I did not understand how people hated this country and wanted to remake it into something it was not. I don't know. I was born and raised in small town USA. Maybe it was different from other people, for other people. I don't know, but it didn't seem like it. It certainly wasn't as it is today. Which that actually leads into what I want to talk about in the final segment. But just really quickly, in the time we have available here in the second segment, Trump administration is looking to designate Antifa-linked groups as foreign terrorist organizations. U.S. officials have officially designated four Antifa-aligned extremist groups in Europe as foreign terrorist organizations, also called FTOs. We know the government has to have acronyms for all this stuff, but these FTOs, these groups were connected to violent actions, cross-border coordination, and extremist networks. This follows, of course, the earlier designations of Antifa as a violent extremist ideology. So now there's debate on this. The left will tell you Antifa doesn't even exist. The left will tell you Antifa is an idea. The left will tell you it's in the name. Antifa stands for anti-fascist. They're standing against the fascists. How can Antifa be bad because they have a name that says they're anti-fascist? The level of superficiality and just stupidity to believe that is crazy. How many bills go through Congress that have a name that has nothing to do with what actually is in the bill? Remember, we had in the Biden years, we had the Inflation Reduction Act. That's what we had. The Inflation Reduction Act, if you read the Congressional Budget Office's report, found that in the first couple of years, inflation would actually increase in the Inflation Reduction Act. And then over the course of what was remaining of the next 10 years, it would effectively level out. And at the end of the process, it would be basically a wash on inflation. It wouldn't have impacted inflation at all. By their own CBO scoring system, that's what was determined. But yet we still called this thing the Inflation Reduction Act. And then you can get out there, if you're in the media, and you can harp on the Republicans. Why would you not vote for the Inflation Reduction Act? Do you want high inflation? Shouldn't you vote for low, the Inflation Reduction Act, if you're out here saying that you're in favor of low inflation? Doesn't it make sense? No, it actually doesn't make sense. Because the one option that never crosses people's minds in the media, oftentimes people on the left, is that the naming, the nomenclature, the names of these bills, what groups are called, actually are not rooted in reality whatsoever. They're done. These things are done for manipulative purposes. It's done for propaganda purposes. It's not rooted in reality. It's not based in reality at all. But yet this works on so many people. Antifa is not a unified organization. So why are we targeting Antifa? Well, you know why we're targeting Antifa. You know who Antifa is. They may not have a hierarchy chart that you can find on a website, but we know that there's coordination between these groups. We know that they believe the same thing. Namely, they believe that this nation is evil, that capitalism needs to be destroyed, and that they are justified in intimidating, use, dare I say, acts of terrorism to get the political response that they want for their political ideology. And kudos to Trump for going after these groups. This is the sort of stuff that is the beginning of some massive problems that we have in this nation today. These things have to be stopped. I have to stop too as I'm getting here to the end of this segment. And I do want to shift gears one more time today. I'm going to get to all three of the things that I told you I was going to get to today, or do my level best to. So, one more shifting of the gears into the last segment. Friends, there is a lot of confusion about Kratom. You've read the headlines. You've heard some bad things about Kratom. But most of those things are based on synthetic junk that isn't real Kratom at all. Real Kratom is natural, it's tested, it's handled with care. That's what you get from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. They are a family-run company. They partner directly with farmers in Indonesia. Every batch of Kratom they get is tested for purity, for safety. There's no chemicals, no fillers, no shortcuts, none of that. This is just a trusted herbal option that's been used for generations. And it is a real alternative for people looking for something that does not come with a warning label that's a mile long. You can start with the Kratom Starter Pack. Use coupon code TODHUFF to get 10% off your first order. Christopher's Organic Botanicals.com. That's Christopher's Organic Botanicals.com. Quick time out, my friends. Back in just a minute.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need.
90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of the week. I'll remind you, I know it's a sad time. I know it. I get it. I understand. You can always go to the website and catch anything you might have missed. We've done a lot of work on the website. I would encourage you to go check it out. Even search for things, because we are building our search directory. We have transcripts. We have a whole bunch of stuff. We're adding things. I think you'll like them. You can always sign up also for our free email newsletter called The Inner Circle, toddhuffshow.com. You can do that. It's totally free as well, my friends. And that goes out daily, every day after the program. So let's talk about something important really quickly. Your money, my friends. You worked hard for it, but is it working hard for you and what you believe in? At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith, your values, and they'll help create a plan that fits your goals and your purpose. The best part is that they'll actually show you if your current investments align with your values, or probably better said, to what degree they line up with your faith and your values. All you have to do is take a quick and easy assessment. 48financial.com/Todd. That's where you'll find that. Again, 48financial.com/Todd to take that assessment. I did it, my friends. You can do it too. It's quick, it's easy, it's painless, and it'll get you information that shows you to what degree your current investments are actually in agreement with your values. 48 Financial, helping you align your money with your mission. All right, last thing I want to get to today. Gallup did a survey. And I'm going to tell you here off the top, 40% of this group of people said that they want to permanently move to another country if they could. And I want you to pause and to think about what this group of people might be, who this group of people might be. Now, I saw this in Breitbart, I believe, and there's an acronym. I don't know if Breitbart created this or if I think it was Breitbart. It's in the stack of stuff. Or if this was the actual just the code or whatever. But it's AWFL, which ironically stands for awful. I'm not saying it stands for awful, but it looks like awful. AWFL. What does AWFL stand for? Well, I'm glad you asked. That stands for affluent, that's the A. White, that's the W. Female is the F. And L is liberal. So white, liberal, affluent women, which again, I prefer affluent, white, female liberals, because that forms the acronym AWFL, which have a sense of humor. Take it easy. I'm not literally calling you awful, but I will say this. The mentality of this group is largely awful. 40%, they want to leave. 40% of U.S. women aged 15 to 44 in that group say that they'd permanently move to another country if they could. That number just 10 years ago in 2014, so 11 years ago, was 10% or approximately 10%. That means that the number has quadrupled. For young men, the number is about 20, it's 19%, so it's half of that. So what is it? What is it that's fueling this? You know, we have this, the most technologically advanced culture, civilization in history. We have a lot of things, right? The people, you can pursue your dreams, you can get an education, you can start a business, you can do a lot of things in this country. What is so terrible about this? Analysts attribute this to cultural dissatisfaction, political disillusionment. I think that's a huge part of it. Economic pressure, loss of national identity or meaning, erosion of trust in institutions. Listen, I understand, right? That if you've been told your whole life that there's a war on women, if you've been told your whole life that all men are rapists, which some people teach this crap. Listen, I'm not saying, obviously some are, but the idea, just some of the garbage that's been taught, some of the things that's believed in this nation is absolutely astonishing to me. And then I've listened, and there's kind of these two subcultures that are developing with younger women. You've got the traditional wives, the trad wives that are out there, who say that they want to stay home, support their husband, you know, be a submissive wife, take care of the family, the kids. And then you've got the group of the feminists that are still out there who say they don't need a man, they don't want a man, they can do everything a man can do. And you've got this clash of cultures. In fact, you've got a lot of people in the dating scene. Look, we've got one son and two daughters. Our son is on a little trip today. I don't have much time here, but basically, I always thought, I knew I'd be protective of my daughters, but I have to tell you, I'm almost more worried for my son to date than my daughters. That's not entirely true, but there is some truth in this because I've listened to some of these things these women say and how they think that the man's job, not this is this specific group of women, is to meet all of her expectations. She's going to do nothing. You better be 6'2", make $600,000 a year. Just crazy stuff. And it fuels this disillusionment. There's a lot more to it, but I got to go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.